After releasing the last episode on clinical decision rules and risk scales with Dr. Ian Steele and Hans Rosenberg, I received a few emails from some of our American listeners who were concerned with some of what Dr. Steele had to say about the perceived barriers to using his rules and scales in the U.S. And as EM Cases strives to give a balanced approach to EM topics, I'm posting this podcast of Dr. Anand Swaminathan, otherwise known as Swami, an American EM doc and well-known educator, a sort of rant on his take on how the American ED community views Dr. Steele's decision rules and scales. So let it rip, Swami.
Hey, Anton. Swami here from down in New York City. Thanks for letting me talk to your listeners and to give a little bit of a rant. I just got finished listening to your excellent podcast with Ian Steele, but I had a couple of things I wanted to say. First of all, it was an excellent podcast with lots of great insights into decision instruments and their application. In spite of how much I liked it, though, I do take issue with a couple of things. A couple of times during the podcast, Ian mentions that the U.S. system is driven by testing, and that there's way too many financial incentives to keep us ordering tests, admitting patients, and doing other costly interventions. He stated that the U.S. EM docs are unlikely to use as heart failure or COPD decision instruments because we're just going to admit them all anyway. He specifically points out the treatment of AF, which is much different in the U.S. than it is in Canada. There's some truth to many of the things that Ian says, but I'd like to point out that when it comes to AF, Canada doesn't have nearly as much of an agreed-upon management plan as Ian lets on. In fact, it was Ian who published Variation in Management of Recent Onset AF and Flutter among Academic Hospital EDs back in 2011. This study shows quite a bit of management variability, but the vast majority of patients still were discharged home, unlike in the U.S. So given my agreement with some of Ian's statements, what is it that I take issue with? Well, the truth is that there are many young emergency physicians like myself who are driven by evidence. We're voraciously consuming the studies, opinions of experts, etc., and incorporating these into our practice as well as our resident training. Lumping all of us together fails to recognize the vast variability in practice that is not only healthy, but also may be necessary for us to improve patient outcomes. It's simply a matter of time before we find that everything we're doing is wrong. This is how science and medicine work. As we learn more, we find out that things that we believe to be true were in fact far from it. My goal, like Ian's, is to provide the best patient care I can. It's also to teach my residents to do the same, to develop their clinical skills so that they can make the best decisions for their patients down the road. As the world of foam continues to expand, learning from our international colleagues becomes a larger part of resident education. We must be wary of creating walls between us with opinionated and dogmatic comments. All medical systems are nuanced. The U.S. system is far from perfect, but many of us are working to do better. All right, Anton, that's my rant. Thanks for having me on.
So if you have any strong opinions about what Swami said or what Dr. Steele said, please post your comments on the Emergency Medicine Cases blog post for the atrial fibrillation episode where this podcast will live.